Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 284. Now, we're going to start off with this hiring news from the Forsaken Lands Outdoor Haunted Attraction in Goshen, Connecticut. It's never too early to start thinking scary. Unleash your inner monster and be the fear at the Forsaken Lands Outdoor Haunted Attraction. We're now hiring actors, makeup artists, and ticket scanners for the fall. It's a great opportunity for a fun seasonal job. Get more information at their website, ForsakenLandsHaunt.com. We have this news from St. Albans Sanatorium in Radford, Virginia. St. Albans Sanatorium is scheduling private ghost investigations for the 2024 season. If you're an experienced investigation team or have some friends curious about the paranormal, schedule a private night at St. Albans. St. Albans Sanatorium requires each participant to be at least 18 years of age with a photo ID. Investigations begin at 8 p.m. and conclude at 4 a.m. Each participant is required to complete a registration form and a liability waiver prior to entering the building. Once each participant has read and signed the liability and registration form, your team is given a guided tour of the facility. Upon completion of the tour, you're released to begin your investigation. Registration begins at 7:30. To schedule a date, check out their private booking calendar at St. Albans, Virginia. That's stalbansvirginia.com. Bevel Convention News with an update from the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival coming to Edison, New Jersey. Nicholas Mellay is coming to the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival August 9th, 10th, and 11th. He's a most well-known for his film role in A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, as Dennis Johnson. A year later, he reprised his role in A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child. Nicholas has made guest appearances in many television series, including Seinfeld, The White Shadow, Cagney and Lacey, Melrose Place, and NYPD Blue. Don't miss Nicholas Mellay August 9th, 10th, and 11th at the New Jersey Expo Center in Edison, New Jersey. More information can be found at NewJerseyHorrorCon.com. We have this from the 2024 Pennsylvania Terror Tours. We are proud to announce the 2024 Terror Tours coming to Pennsylvania. We're expanding to Pennsylvania and starting in historic Philadelphia. We have five amazing haunts showing the expansive variety of talent and themes in the Northeast, happening September 27th through the 29th, brought to you by Froggy's Fog, Fright Factory Haunted Attraction, and Pennhurst Asylum on Friday night, Waldorf Estate of Fear Haunted Attraction and Devil's Last Laugh on Saturday, and the Valley of Fear and the original Haunted Hayrides on Sunday. Early bird tickets are on sale now. Get more information at terrortours.ticketleap.com/PA. We have this news regarding a new Vincent Price action figure. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. The late Master of Menace, Vincent Price, just celebrated a birthday, and NECA is honoring the horror legend with an upcoming Ultimate Edition action figure. What's particularly cool about this Vincent Price action figure is that it's essentially a few different toys in one, capturing several of Price's iconic looks through the decades. NECA previews their ultimate Vincent Price 7-inch scale action figure, a horror and camp icon with an unmistakable voice. The incomparable Vincent Price appeared in more than 100 films during his lifetime. However, this master of horror wasn't just an actor of stage, radio, and screen. He was also an art historian and gourmet cook. Celebrate his unique legacy with this 7-inch scale ultimate Vincent Price action figure that comes complete with three interchangeable heads and neckties to mix and match his iconic looks throughout the years. Other spooky accessories include interchangeable hands, a raven with an alternate perch, forearm, skull, black cat, candlestick, teacup and saucer, cigarettes, cookbook, and a stack of records. Comes in 5-panel window box packaging, and that's right, you're even getting a mini copy of Price's real-life cookbook. You can expect NECA's Vincent Price figure to begin shipping in September. We have this news from the Wicked World Scaregrounds in Nicholasville, Kentucky. Have you ever wanted to work in a haunted house? Do you like all things kooky, creepy, and weird? If so, there will be an informational meeting on June 26th at 2 p.m. for new and returning actors. We can't wait to meet you. Get an application at wickedworldscaregrounds.com/jobs. We've got this note from the Trail of Terror in Hurley, Mississippi. To all our fans and followers, we just wanted to give everyone an update on what's been going on here at the Trail of Terror. We've been very busy during the off-season building and coming up with new scenes. Every season, we brainstorm to come up with ideas to surprise you all. We definitely have come up with some crazy stuff for this year that will definitely surprise you. Let's say this, we can say that it's not going to be an ordinary season. During our building process, we would love to hear what you all would like to see. What are some of your favorite scenes and characters? Please let us know. Drop us a line on our Facebook page, facebook.com/trailofterror13, and let us know. We have some more hiring news from the Face Your Fears Hotel of Terror in Springfield, Ohio. Face Your Fears Hotel of Terror is having an open hiring event on June 23rd from 12 to 3 p.m. They're looking for actors and support staff. If you've ever wanted to work in a haunted house, now's your chance. Face Your Fears is an intense haunted house that will take you back in time to a hotel from the 1850s. Come and work for them this season. Get more information at faceyourfearshaunt.com. We have this from the Dungeon of Doom haunted attraction in Zion, Illinois. The legendary Dungeon of Doom haunted house is now hiring actors and makeup artists for the 2024 season. No experience necessary. We're looking for the best quality people for our upcoming season, so please fill out a recruitment form if you're interested in working with us. A member of our team will contact you as soon as we can. Apply online at dungeonofdoom.sython.io. That's SITHON.io. We've got even more hiring news, this time from the Abandoned Acres Farm in Sparta, Michigan. Do you like scaring people and getting paid? Yeah. If so, apply today. Abandoned Acres Farm haunted attraction is located 10 minutes north of Grand Rapids, and we're looking for energetic and enthusiastic people to join our scare team. If you love the art of scaring people in a safe, fun environment and are an experienced haunter or a first-time haunter, or just have a love of Halloween, we want to meet you. We're looking for actors of all kinds to work in our two haunted corn mazes. Other positions include line entertainers, security, personnel, and cashiers. We have an amazing group that will welcome you into this adventure. You must be 18 years or older, have a clean criminal record, have a good work ethic, reliable transportation to and from work, have energy, enthusiasm, be open-minded and in good health, and you must be available during our operational dates and times. If you're interested, please send your full name, date of birth, phone number, prior experience, or any other information about yourself to info@abandonacresfarm.com, and you can get more information at abandonacresfarm.com. We have this from the Madness Haunted House in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and Eagle Hollow Haunts in Eagle, Nebraska. We are Madness Haunted House and Eagle Hollow Scream Park. We're looking to hire a graphic designer, video editor, and content creator. Could all be the same person, maybe. If you love Halloween and all things creepy, that is a must. Interested parties can get more information by messaging either of our Facebook pages, and we're looking forward to talking to you. Go to facebook.com/madnesshaunt or facebook.com/eaglehollowhaunts and drop them a line. We have this from Terror in the Corn Haunted Attraction in Erie, Colorado. We are thrilled to announce a groundbreaking partnership between Terror in the Corn and Metal X Entertainment, marking a historic moment in the haunted attraction industry. This collaboration includes the brand new Terror in the Corn comic book series, a first-of-its-kind initiative by any haunted attraction. The Terror in the Corn comic book will be available in 3 exclusive editions: a standard edition, a crimson noir edition featuring striking black and white artwork with dramatic splashes of red, or the platinum pass edition, which includes a variant cover with UV red color and is signed by the creators. The platinum pass edition is exclusively available with the purchase of a platinum pass entry to Terror in the Corn's haunted attraction. Get more information at metalxentertainment.com/terror-in-the-corn. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We have a presentation announcement. On Saturday, July 27th, members of the creative team behind Castle Park's alter ego, Castle Dark, will unveil plans for their 2024 event, which promises to be bigger and more terrifying than ever. Joining moderator Randy Montgomery of the Fun Old Cake blog on stage will be Castle Dark creative director Joseph Ancheta, creative designer Colton Bierman, marketing director Andrea Lewis, and veteran event performer Patty Chandler, aka Bones of the Deceased. In addition to its panel presentation, Castle Dark will have a booth on the show floor, as well as character performances on the show floor stage throughout the weekend. Guests are invited to mix, mingle, and even dance with this creepy crew as they help usher in the Halloween season at Midsummer Scream. Passes for Midsummer Scream, happening July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, are now available for purchase at midsummerscream.org. And finally, we have this hiring news from SeaWorld's Hollow Scream in San Diego. Hollow Scream at SeaWorld in San Diego is looking for scare actors. Our upcoming auditions are happening June 13th, 15th, 20th, 22nd, 27th, and 29th. As a Hollow Scream scare actor, you'll dive into an array of chillingly fun responsibilities, ensuring our guests leave with lasting spooky memories. Here's what you'll do. Deliver spine-tingling performances and scares to our thrill-seeking guests, join an award-winning scare event, dive into the exclusive employee-only events like ride nights and special previews, collaborate with our production team to elevate Hollow Scream at SeaWorld San Diego, and of course you'll form lifelong bonds within the SeaWorld entertainment community. You must be 18 years or older to apply. Get more information at careers.seaworldparks.com/home/auditions. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog,
the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we just don't talk enough about the West Coast. You know, Midwest Haunters Convention's going on this weekend. You know, we were just at the East Coast Haunters Convention. There's so many horror cons in the Midwest and the South and the East Coast. What about the West Coast? You know, it's no secret that I get down to Long Beach every July for Midsummer Scream. West Coast Haunters Convention's kind of been AWOL for a couple of years, but there's been news about it coming back. And there's a lot of great horror cons, Monsterpalooza, Son of Monsterpalooza, lots of cool stuff going on the West Coast. One of them we report on every now and then, but we've never really had a chance to talk to anybody from there, is Sinister Creature Con. That is coming up June 22nd and 23rd at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento, California. I'm not sure what the Scottish Rite Center is. I have a feeling we're going to find out. But I have Chunky Larry on the line with me. He is a liaison and social media person for Sinister Creature Con. Larry, how are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic. I'm still waiting for Cousin of Monsterpalooza, personally.
I'm looking at first Cousin of Monsterpalooza at some point, and probably Great Uncle of, and, you know, whatever, twice
removed.
What are
you doing, stepbrother of Monsterpalooza?
That in this day and age, I would not be surprised. But, you know, that just happened this past weekend. I had some friends vending out there. They said it was a tremendous show. And I have to be honest, for all intents and purposes, it looks like Sinister Creature Con 2024 is also going to be a tremendous show. We've been making some announcements on the news. You've got some great guests coming up. You've got some great contests going up. You know, this is a relatively newer horror con in terms of things. You haven't been around, you know, 25, 30 years like some of these folks have. But tell us the who, what, where, when, and why of Sinister Creature Con coming June 22nd and 23rd.
Well, we've been around for about a decade. We started in 2014. We've varied in various places in Northern California, Roseville, Stockton. But primarily our main home, our main place of function is the Scottish Rite Center. It is a Masonic center. And so I don't know if you know much about Masonic centers.
We have them here.
Very cool and kind of eclectic. And I think that that's really what we are, is we're an eclectic group that really try to cater to every avenue of the horror fandom. And if you look at our guest list from top to bottom, it's across the board. We've got Dave Sheridan, we've got Felissa Rose, we've got Devin Sawa, who was the voice of Casper. You know, we've got Firuza Balk from The Craft, Bonnie Ahrens from the Nun films, CJ Graham.
Fine guest, been on our show before, so keep going.
Lori, Lee Waddell, Peter Cowper from My Bloody Valentine. We've got a ton of people that are going to be at the Sinister Creature Con. But we also really highlight makeup artists. And so we have makeup competitions. We have cosplay competitions. And this year, for the very first time, we are going to be having an escape room, which is really exciting to me because I know so little about it. It's going to be a mystery to me. It should be a mystery to you. And it is definitely something that you're going to want to get into, be a part of. It is Dark Skull Manor who is going to be hosting the haunt, or, well, the escape room. And it is a lot of exciting stuff that we've got going on. We're always trying to swing for the fences.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. And here's your fun fact of the day. The very first interview I ever did for a podcast was with Brad Laurie. So that was way back in, oh gosh, the mid-2000s for a different podcast I was working for at the time. You know, I don't see him on the con circuit that often, so this is kind of a rare treat to get Brad there. And, you know, CJ Graham's been on our show, and several of the other people on your list we've had on the show over the years. So, you know, it's a great great selection of guests that cover basically the entire horror spectrum. You gotta love that.
And so that is kind of our mission statement, is that we want to be as inclusive as possible, and we also want to make it a safe place for kids to be excited. And, you know, because what we do is at Love Horror and Sinister Creature Con is we try to facilitate the next generation of horror fans. And the way that you do that is by making it as fan-friendly as humanly possible, by creating a platform for people in the Northern California area. As you mentioned, there aren't a ton of conventions that specialize in horror in Northern California. There's a handful, but we are one of the most consistent that have been going for the last 10 years.
And you know, I'm sure that NorCal is very appreciative of that, because, you know, all the other shows seem to be down in SoCal, and, you know, why should they have all the fun? You guys have, you know, a great show going on from what it sounds like. One of these days, I really hope to get up there and see that. I know you've got a very large selection of vendors. What are some examples? Do you have, you know, everything from props and haunt supplies to makeup to soaps and books and authors and things like that? What are some of the things people can expect to do if they want to get a little early Halloween shopping in?
So we have everything, and literally we've got, you know, people that make, again, you said it yourself, soaps. We have the people that 3D print dragons and creatures, and it really runs the gambit across the board for everything that you would potentially want to do. So think of the coolest, most eclectic flea market you've ever been to. Now imagine that the coolest, most eclectic flea market that you ever went to was all based in the world of horror. And if you're a horror fan like I am, that just seems like a dream. And that's what we do two times a year.
Gotta love that. You know, this, you know, Halloween is really becoming a non-just fall event. It is becoming a year-round event with a lot of, you know, off-season haunts, a lot of Friday the 13th haunts. You know, people talk about haunted attractions and horror movies year-round. Horror movies don't just come out in October. And, you know, these conventions, the Days of the Dead franchise, the Horror Hound weekends, the Flashback weekends out of Chicago, these things happen all during the course of the year. You know, there's not enough horror out there to go around, it seems. We have not hit a saturation point. Everybody still craves this stuff. And, you know, like you said, everything from soaps to dragons to all sorts of really cool stuff with a big horror theme. And if you are a horror-type person, and you probably wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't, you know, this just sounds like the place to go.
Also, if you're in the NorCal area, why fly to Texas for Frightmare when you can drive up the road to Sacramento? And you're going to see a lot of the people that you would see at one of these SoCal events. For example, at Midsummer Scream this year, they've got Cassandra Peterson. We had her in October. Like, you wouldn't have to drive and rent a hotel. You could go to that from the comfort of your home. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to provide a place and a platform for horror fans to be able to, on more than one period of the year, experience the horror genre.
You'd mentioned cosplay, and that tells me that, you know, cosplayers are very, very much welcome here. But you also said you were making this a family-friendly event. Are there types of cosplayers that are kind of not allowed, maybe like extra gory types or special, you know, let's just say the less clothing type stuff?
It's one of the things that we promote, and it's always respect. And if you're seeing a kid who's particularly new to this genre, if somebody were to try to, like, scare a kid, we're putting the kibosh on that right away.
Sure.
And we don't allow that kind of stuff. And I've been to events. I went to one where I took my little kid, and there was somebody dressed like a zombie who was, like, jumping and lunging at people. And it's like, no, we're immediately addressing that, because ultimately, in order to love horror, you have to respect horror, and you have to respect that there are different levels to the horror genre and to the horror fandom. And so there have been little to no incidents where that has been an issue. And if it is an issue, it's immediately addressed.
Fantastic. Again, with the context of gore, I assume you probably are frowning upon people who are literally dripping fake blood all over the floor. Or are you? Yeah, and I've seen that too. I've seen people literally take, dip their hand or have a bottle of fake blood, pour it into their hand, and just slop it all over themselves before they walk into an event. And I'm like, oh my God, think of the cleaning these staff have to do after this. And that's, it's discouragable.
It's in the middle of June in Northern California. That will be dry before you even get to the door.
That very well could be true. The weather up there is delightful. I was actually in Arizona last weekend, and, 5% humidity people were complaining about. So, yeah. But tell us about the contest. I mean, what kind of prizes or things can people expect if they enter the contest? What are they in the running for?
We change it every year, but I think what we're going to go with this year is a championship belt.
Ooh.
Don't quote me on that, but I think that that's what we're going with. That's what we went with in October, and I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to be going with this year again. And we do the events, they're two-day events, so we have our costume contest, and then we have a ton of really cool panels. So we've got a Man Behind the Mask panel that we're going to be doing where we have CJ Graham, Brad Laurie, Lee Waddell, Peter Cowper, talking about being the monsters of your favorite slasher films. So we've got My Bloody Valentine, Scream, Halloween, and Friday the 13th, all represented in a really cool panel.
Nice.
We've got a panel with Alex Vincent and Christina Lease, where they're going to be talking about the Child's Play films. We're probably going to have a good friend of theirs, the creator of Chucky, Mr. Howard Berger, one of the creators, I should say, and tons of stuff like that. So there's going to be makeup effects, there's going to be makeup effects panels, and again, you've got one of the all-time goats of special makeup effects with Howard Berger, Mr. K&B himself.
Yes.
So the attention to makeup effects is absolutely going to be there, and it's absolutely going to be a presence if that is what you're into.
Is this going to be a makeup contest where you have a person sitting in a chair, you have the makeup artist, and you're given a random bag of stuff, you don't know what's in it beforehand?
No, so the artists are creating makeup effect designs on a particular model, and as you're walking through the con, you get to watch that process.
Ah.
And so a lot of the times we get people who have been a part of Face Off. We've got Rain Factor Effects, who's going to be there, Robert Reimers, who's a fantastic makeup effects artist, and tons of other guests that are all about creative art and horror.
Sounds delightful. One thing I have not really heard much about at horror cons is the fact that you are bringing an escape room to the con. Is this going to be like a 5-minute escape room? Is this one of those, portable ones that come in on a trailer? What kind of information can you give us?
Yeah, it's a portable that comes in, and they're going to set everything up, and it's going to be something that we haven't done before that we're really excited for people to see.
Okay, we'll keep it a secret then, or keep it on the hush for right now. We'll just
you can't give everything away. You gotta leave them hanging. You gotta give them just a little tease.
Just a little tease. I get you on that. So, sounds like it's just going to be a fantastic time all around. Is there a host hotel or anything like that for people that may be coming in from, say, out of state or SoCal or Oregon and Washington or anything like that?
So the cool thing about Scottish Rite is it is within 5 to 10 minutes of three different really cool hotels. And if you stay at one of those, there's a good chance that you may run into one of these celebrities who will probably be staying at those hotels. But I'm not going to give those hotels specifically away that they're going to be staying at. But, definitely, if you're coming out to Sacramento, stay at one of the hotels, spend money, because it helps Sacramento, it helps the con when we say that these people are coming specifically for Sinister Creature Con. So when you go to the hotel, say that you're going for that, it helps us out, and we're again not the biggest convention, but we are the most passionate. You know, we don't call ourselves Love Horror for nothing.
Very nice. Are there any rooms, I mean, not rooms, are there any discounts available to any of the hotels if you do mention Sinister Creature Con?
I'm still trying to work that one out.
Okay. And how have pre-ticket sales been? Are you expecting a biggest crowd ever this year?
Well, you know, the announcement of Firuza Balk and Rachel True really shot the interest of the event up. And we had already had a lot of interest with people like Bonnie Aarons and Casper Van Dien being announced. But the announcement of Firuza Balk really just shot that interest through the roof. So it could get a little crowded. It is an intimate setting. But that doesn't mean that you aren't going to be able to get to meet every single person that you want to meet.
And hopefully they will be able to chat with you for a little bit. Hopefully the lines won't be too terribly long. I heard some stories about a couple of the recent shows where, you know, some of the actors were just like, oh my God, well, I've got a 4-hour line. I just kind of have to move you guys through here. Sorry. Quick picture, quick smiles, take, you know, say hi, whatever. And, you know, I'm assuming that a lot of the people you select for your cons are the kind of people who like to sit and chat with people for a while, for, you know, a couple of minutes at least, and hopefully the lines won't be terrible.
Rachel True, who is one of, we had her out before. She's legitimately one of the sweetest people alive.
I have not met her.
Yeah, you know, so every single one of the people that we select because we're trying to build a vibe. We're trying to make sure that, you know, when you come to a Sinister Creature Con show, you are getting a convention experience unlike any other. We highlight a lot of local artists as well. We've got Miss Misery and Lord Bloodrock, who have been constant guests at the Sinister Creature Con. You know, Miss Misery brings her son every year. It's so cool to watch him grow up. Lord Bloodrock is one of the coolest, funniest horror personalities that is out there. But we also have John Stanley, who was the host of Creature Features, which is like huge to me because that's, you know, as a Bay Area person, that's what I grew up on. That was my Svengoolie, is John Stanley.
Nice.
So it's across the board, dude. We've got it all.
So in the event that you are not able to make this show in June, I understand you have a very similar yet completely different show in October.
So every October we do Sinister Halloween Con, which is very similar to the Sinister Creature Con. Sinister Creature Con is our pride and joy. It's our baby. The Sinister Halloween Con is where we really get into the spooks and the scares and all of that stuff. And there will be more information, and I will definitely be passing that along to you once we have that. So you will have a direct line to Sinister Creature Con so you can tell your listeners all about it.
Oh, we look forward to that. And anything you can tease us with for October? Any confirmed guests at this point?
I'm not going to count, but I would just say 1, 2, and you know the rest of that song. That's something that is in the works, but I don't like to show the cards until they're on the table, if that makes sense.
Say no more.
Gotta leave them with a little bit of a taste.
It's all about the tease sometimes. Okay, well, we'll just have to see. 1, 2, 3. Okay, well, we won't finish the song here.
You know the song. Everyone knows that song.
I believe that's a pretty popular one.
Yeah, it's a sweet little ditty.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk. We're going to have to get you on the show probably in September to talk about this. But anyway, let's wind down here and let's review here. Sinister Creature Con is happening at the Scottish Rite Center, Sacramento, California, June 22nd and 23rd. That's just a couple of short weeks away. There's going to be a fantastic guest list. There's a lot of cool vendors. There's going to be some panels, makeup artists doing their work so you can watch them do it. Cosplayers are welcome. There's even going to be an escape room and so much more that we really just don't have time to cover right here. So for people who do want more information, because, hey, we're not a 4-hour show here, where can people get that information with websites and social media so maybe they can see the guest list, maybe they can find their favorite vendor. Maybe they can go ahead and pre-register, purchase tickets, get hotel information, and everything Sinister Creature Con 2024.
So obviously SinisterCreatureCon.com is the best way, but if you're a social media person, which I of course am, Sinister Creature Con on Instagram, at Sinister Creature Con on TikTok. We have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. Join the group. Have a conversation. Engage with other people that are going to be going to the con and maybe make it a meetup. You know, if you're a horror fan that lives in the Bay Area or the NorCal area, you're well within your right. And I would suggest that if you want to have a community of your own, the best way to do it is by joining the Sinister Creature Con group, because then you're finding like-minded individuals in your area who can go with you and meet up with you at the Scottish Rite Center, June 22nd and the 23rd, and maybe stand in line with you to get an autograph from Feruza Ball. Maybe get your Chucky doll signed by Alex Vincent, Christina Lees, and Howard Berger. Maybe you want to get a tattoo, a signature on your arm from a Casper Van Dien over like a Starship Troopers tattoo. I don't know. I can't. I don't know your life. But these are all things that are available for you. If you're a vegan, we have vegan options for our food trucks. That's one of the things that we specifically try to do, is make sure that everybody has a place. And that is why we love horror, is because horror is not just a one person thing. It's not a monolith. It is a many faceted thing, and we want to try to give everybody something that they're after.
Chunky Larry is a liaison and social media person with Sinister Creature Con, once again June 22nd and 23rd at the Scottish Rite Center, Sacramento, California, SinisterCreatureCon.com. Larry, it has been a pleasure to speak to you here on the Big Scary News.
The pleasure has been all mine, and this has been big and scary, so I'm all for it.
We do what we can. Once again, folks, you are listening to the Big Scary News. My name is Drew Badger. And hopefully, and we hope to see you at Sinister Creature Con one of these years, or listen again here on The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying, good night.